got a smartphone, then chances are you've used an emoji or two in a text or a post on social media. Maybe a smiley face or even a tempura prawn. Just about anything you can think of is at your fingertips these days to get your message across in emoji, from love hearts to fruit, veggies, animals, weather patterns, occupations, sports, flags of the world. There are getting on for just about 2,000 of them now to choose from. But what's the chance that it might all get lost in translation, or even worse, you inadvertently send something that has a hidden or double meaning? This did happen to my fellow RN presenter, Richard Adey, a former presenter of Life Matters, in fact, and he's with me to get the emoji off his chest. G'day, Richard.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Now, fine. Now, this all started, as I understand it, with a simple SMS to your 13-year-old daughter. What was the text message you sent?
Look, we were having a back and forward, and she said, "So what's for dinner?" So I said, "Look, I'm not sure what you're having, but Mum and I are going to be having aubergine pasta." And when I went to put aubergine in, I got offered the emoji. That's how I remember it. Maybe I just was smart and put the emoji in. But anyway, I sent that off to her and there was a pause and then there was a kind of expression of horror from her. She said, "Dad, you can't say that. You can't send me that. You can't say that." I went, "Oh."
So what was your response to that?
Well, I was bewildered. I mean, I said, what's the matter? I thought there was something wrong. And she said, you can't send me that emoji. You can't. And I'm going, what is it? And she said, you just can't. And she kind of wouldn't tell me. And I kept at it because I thought, it's an aubergine, right? Or an eggplant, you know? And eventually she said, look, it's a phallic symbol.
There you go.
Yeah.
And who knew? Well, obviously lots of people knew. She knew.
I didn't know.
You didn't. Yes, yes. Well, now, how about you? Do you use emoji or do you suffer from emoji confusion? You can jump on Facebook and let us know. And I should say too, yes, emoji is the plural of emoji. One emoji, two emoji, three emoji, four. Also with us now is Tiger Webb, who's the ABC language researcher with an emoji explainer. Tiger, there are obviously from Richard's story traps for the unsuspecting. What is the potential for miscommunication by emoji?
Well, I mean, as simple pictorial symbols with no fixed meaning, that also, it's worth remembering, display very differently across different types of devices. So if you send one from, say, you've got an Apple smartphone, it actually looks a bit different on a Samsung smartphone or on a Google app on a computer. So I was looking at a study this morning that showed, from the emoji the researchers looked at, only about 4% of the emoji they looked at had what they called a low chance of misconstrual. There was only a low chance that people might mix up. Whereas some of the ones they looked at, 1 in 4 people couldn't even work out whether a given emoji was happy or sad from looking at it. So there's lots and lots of room for incidents, aubergine and otherwise.
The great aubergine incident, we'll refer to it as. Well, Tiger, last year the BBC advertised a job for an emoji translator. Where do emoji come from?
I should mention that BBC picked up the story, but it was actually an ad agency because about half of the text that occurs on Instagram and other social platforms skewed towards youth is emoji. So they want to get it right and make sure they're not doing, again, any kind of things that could go wrong between one culture and another. Eggplants are a key thing there. But, I mean, emoji have a history. You might remember back emoticons or smiley faces are sort of an early version of that. Emoji have been around since the 90s in certain Japanese and other Asian countries had them on their phones, but it really took kind of Apple leading the charge and putting a whole keyboard of them on the iPhone in about 2011, I think, before they came to us.
This is Life Matters with Amanda Smith, entering into the mystery and hidden meanings of emoji with broadcaster Richard Adie and language researcher Tiger Webb. So, Richard, what worried you most about your eggplant boo-boo?
Oh, well, I was appalled. I suppose two things. One, that I had managed to send this completely inappropriate emoji to my 13-year-old daughter, who was telling her best friend about it. She was kind of going, look at what my dad sent me. Oh, my God. And that's what they were like.
Oh, how embarrassing.
So I was appalled and embarrassed. And I was kind of also, well, I don't know if I'm that comfortable with her knowing that that particular vegetable is an alleged symbol for something else. So that was the other challenge I had to deal with. I'm very cautious. And I mean, I'm not a big emoji user, but it was just how quickly I got into the mire was the other thing that kind of got me down.
Well, it did, though, open up a sort of whole line of conversation you never expected to have with your daughter, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought, I really want to avoid this ever happening again. So I got her to give me a list of other emoji that I'm not allowed to send her. And there's quite a few. Well, there's a short list. There's about eight. And things that I would never have suspected all have another meaning. And all of them are to do with sex.
Yeah. Well, on the emoji be warned list, Tiger, there are a few. They're quite innocent looking symbols, really. If you don't know, drops of water, three drops of water, a peach, and a couple of them that when used in combination do become suggestive. Do you reckon, Tiger, there should be, I don't know, emoji courses for newcomers?
I think it's a great idea. I think my mum in particular could benefit from a cert one in emoji at a local TAFE. But I mean, think of it like any other aspect of language learning, really. Like, you always expect to make some mistakes when you're picking up a new fluency. And I don't see this as particularly different. People shouldn't be afraid of using emoji for getting something wrong. I'd say overall, it sounds like this experience has brought Richard closer in a way to your daughter.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tiger, in any language, as you say, words can be infused with double or hidden or different meanings. So coded emoji, like coded words, I mean, is that really just part of a generational thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember growing up in the 90s, the big moral panic were these lists of abbreviations that teens were using in chat rooms online that you got fed to parents saying, this is what your kids are really saying. So I think, you know, it's always been with language, and even in speech, children often and, you know, adults often will use euphemism and use, you know, sort of secret codes to refer to things. So I don't think the culprit here is the emoji at all.
I have to say, Amanda, actually, my daughter is listening to this. She's got a cold, and she's just sent me emoji courses in inverted commas and the symbol for laughing so hard you're crying.
Yeah, kids don't need courses for this stuff. Well, now, your phone actually tells you which emoji you most frequently use, and I've just noticed that mine are a red rose, also the slice of cake and the skull and crossbones. Now, I have no idea what they could mean individually or collectively beyond what I think they mean. Tiger, what's the most commonly used emoji?
Probably the most commonly used one, certainly on Twitter where they track this kind of stuff, is I think it's called Smiling Face with Tears of Joy, to use its full name. And it's probably the one you recognise. It's the canonical, it's a happy little smiley face with two tears of joy coming from the left and right eye.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I thought that was laughing so hard you cry.
Oh, I think it is that, but right. I think they all have official names, Richard, and so it's that's full proper name. It's Christian name, if you will.
Okay, good.
Is Smiling Face with Tears of Joy.
On its certificate.
Birth certificate, yes.
Richard, which is your favourite emoji, an uncomplicated one?
I suspect it's either cup of coffee or glass of wine, which probably tells you something about me. I was just looking at the frequently used on my own phone, and I've got the tornado. I don't know what that's for, and the lightning bolt, and you know the one of the scream, which people use quite for when they're horrified.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that, yeah. That one's up there as well.
Well, Tiger, the editions for 2017 have been released. What are some of the new emoji that stand out for you?
Well, they've been releasing so many now that they're increasingly, I guess I would say they're strange. There's both female and male zombies, and there's a mermaid, a merman, a dumpling emoji. There wasn't one before, now there is. There's an orange love heart, which completes a set of love hearts that are now in every colour of the primary colour spectrum.
If your love is feeling orange?
Yeah, I think they honestly put that one in because they already had love hearts that were red, blue, green, purple and so on. So
it completes the rainbow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Heaps coming.
Isn't there one of a breastfeeding mother?
There is one of a breastfeeding mother, and there's a few that are sort of what they term gender inclusive. So you can see there's sort of a push for representation in emoji, as in many other areas of modern life.
Mm. So, Tiger, do you think emoji might develop to the point where it could actually be considered a language?
No, absolutely not. I think we're kind of lucky in that we already have many languages to choose from without developing a new one. Lots of pictorial systems of writing probably did develop into languages like cuneiform and Akkadian and Hittite and all that. But I think we're okay. When you translate, there are some translated works of emoji. I'm doing inverted commas with my fingers. There's a book called Emoji Dick, which is just Herman Melville's Moby Dick written.
Why?
Richard. I know.
I wonder, really does that use any aubergine emoji?
I'm sure. I recall a great many feast scenes on the ship, but no, it makes no sense because there's no grammar, there's no none of the sort of more structural building blocks of a proper language, we should say, exist in emoji. They're just pictorial representations of objects.
And Tiger Webb is the ABC's language researcher. Richard Adie is the presenter of two RN programs, The Money and Best Practice. And Richard, you'll no doubt be applying best practice now to your emoji use.
I am very careful now. Very careful.
Thanks to you both. And hey, if you've gotten into an emoji pickle yourself, a message mixed in translation, let's know. Or if you want to share how you use emoji, and yes, it is like sheep, the plural of emoji is emoji, you can post on the Life Matters Facebook page. Amanda Smith with you, and this is Life Matters.